This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 369 for Friday, April 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are on the rise Friday morning, gleaning support from comparable oils. The July canola contract adds $1.60 at $638.50 per ton, while the new crop November contract bumps up $1.30 at $655 per ton. Modest gains in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Upticks in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are lending support to canola. Meanwhile, losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are putting some pressure on canola. Today's prairie weather forecast is calling for rain for southern parts of Alberta and Manitoba, while Saskatchewan remains dry. The July canola contract is near its 20-day and 100-day moving averages, but above its 50-day average. Canola crush margins edge up a little, with the old crop positions climbing to $147 to $152 per ton above the futures, and the new crop November positions rising to $135 to $140. Stat Canada issues its monthly crush and grain deliveries reports. The March crush exceeds 961,000 tons. Oil produced is near 411,000 tons, and meal is more than 554,000 tons. All categories are higher than a year ago. Stat Canada reports March canola deliveries at 1.87 million tons, down from the 2.04 million the previous March. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning, with the loonie at 73.2 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 73.05. The United States weather forecast is calling for two systems of rain today, with one stretching from North Dakota to Tennessee and the other from Nebraska to Colorado. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The July contract gives up 2.5 cents at $11.77 per bushel. July soy meal is down $1.90 at $3.45.70 per short ton. July soy oil bumps up almost 0.2 cents at 45.62 cents per pound. Chicago corn turns slightly lower as the July contract dips 0.25 cents at $4.52 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as the July contract gains 5 cents at $3.56. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, with Chicago July adding 8 cents at $6.28. Kansas City July advances 12 cents at $6.52. And Minneapolis July adds 9 cents at $7.07. A reminder that today is the last trading day for May options, and the first notice day is Tuesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.